There's also more funding for infrastructure projects and the 2020 census. President Trump says the bill will be carefully reviewed before he decides whether to sign it and avoid another partial government shutdown Saturday. 1 year ago today, 17 people were shot and killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida.
This day will be committed to service and love in all of our schools.
Broward County School Superintendent Robert Runcie there in a recorded message to parents. This is Fox News.
When you get up in the morning, you've got to be in a good mood. How are you feeling today, Greg Budell?
I feel good.
Jay Scott, how are you? Emily Hayes, what kind of mood are you in?
I feel pretty, oh so pretty.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, is everything all right?
All right.
All right. And Rich Thomas, what's going on with you?
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Well, it seems as though everyone's in a good mood. You guys mind giving me a taste of whatever it is you had this morning?
How about new?
You'd do it for Randolph Scott. Stand by for three men and a lady.
It's a great day for love. At just a minute or so after 7. Thank you, Rusty Alders, for all you've done for us. We love you. Thanks for coming to Bomb House last night. Joining us, Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the one and only
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. On a chilly morning, it's starting off pretty nice, but we're going to see a few high clouds roll in today. Today really will be a great day, the best day out of the next 7 or 8 for sure, with temperatures rising to about 67, 68 today. A sun and cloud mix. Feel those high clouds, so milky sunshine. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 51. Tomorrow can't rule out an isolated shower, high around 70. Scattered showers around from time to time, Friday night into Saturday. Saturday's high 71. And then low to mid 70s Sunday. A few scattered showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Then cooler on President's Day. We're in the 60s with more scattered showers. And more rain and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday. That could be a bigger deal. Right now this morning, Maxwell 37 with clear skies. It's 33 Prattville, 32 in Alexander City, and Montgomery Regional Airport now 36 degrees, 704.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Do you have a major blockage? Well, let me see. Let me suggest.
The seriousness.
I have
your
a
voice.
Private blockage and a general blockage, but no major blockage.
Major blockage. Let me suggest that if you have a problem with your plumbing, including one of those pesky problems where you have to use a plunger, you're trying to clean out the whatever, if it's the sink or if it's the toilet, maybe you could try one of those drain cleaning agents. Maybe you can try the plunger, but if it's a serious problem, you're going to have to get the professionals in there, and I'm talking about plumbing by Lukewire. Clogged pipes in the kitchen are usually caused by grease and hair that accumulate over time, and they can produce musty odors. Well, they can cause all kinds of problems. So give them a call at Plumbing by Lukewire. They're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. And as always, they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep trusting Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals like I do. It's never a question anymore when I have a problem. It's Plumbing by Lukewire. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them 264-9666 or visit them on the web. acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Right here, sir.
It's Valentine's morning. Happy Valentine's to you. Montgomery Skywatch traffic with traffic looking a lot better than it did yesterday afternoon. My goodness, what a mess we had today. Easy traveling right now. No problems on the boulevard. A little stop and go at the traffic lights. The interstates are running along at a speed limit ride. And no problems coming in on the 31s. If you're in the downtown area, we have an accident at 500 Monroe Street. That's kind of off the main track, but be careful if you're in the downtown area. Our school zones are in effect now. School speed limit is 15 miles an hour. Be careful. Look out for the buses and the kiddies. On the ground and in the air, Haynes Ambulance is all about saving lives and serving Alabama. Haynes Ambulance, serving you and those you love. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, cue the romantic music, please.
Okay.
Bailey stopped in her tracks.
How can I be sure?
Oh, Felix.
In a world that's constantly changing, how can I be sure where I stand with you?
I don't care.
That's my choice for the most romantic song ever. And I have a little poll, informal poll, going on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to not post that, I think. I've changed my mind. Let's see if anybody else has cared enough to vote. And the answer is, got a lot of likes, but no vote yet. Okay. I just want to know what you would consider to be the most romantic song ever.
Spiral Staircase.
I love you more today than yesterday.
Yes.
Only half as much as tomorrow.
I love it. I love it. That was our first dance song because it was awesome.
We have Eric on the phone. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Happy Valentine's to every one of you.
Hooray.
And also, congratulations to the missus.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And, Greg, this here, I don't know if you remember, I know we're getting a little older, but I used to call you frequently and the Rebel.
The Rebel, yes, I remember that.
How you been doing, man? I've been thinking about you. I just come back to Montgomery from New Orleans. I tried my hand down there for a couple of years. It didn't pan out very well. There's too many casinos, so I figured I'd come back where there's only two. I stood a better chance.
Well, it's great to have you back, and we hope.
Hey, man, I missed y'all down there, but I got you. I pulled you up on, I got you on, we pulled you up on a computer. I've been down on a big project, but... I don't want to change it off into politics, but what you think? I mean, all of you guys, what's your opinion about the shutdown? Do you think it's going to happen or not?
No,
I'm just curious. I don't think so.
No.
I don't believe so either.
No, and I think he's got a plan, and everything's going to be just fine.
I hope and pray that it does.
Stock market.
Hell, what they ought to do is they ought to go down there and knock down Pelosi's wall around that place. And
they all have walls. All of them have walls.
We all did. Well, no, I live under a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the hell? I mean, that's their philosophy. But regardless, I know y'all are into pets, man. I know I'm shifting gears on you, but have you ever watched this Westminster dog show?
Yeah,
yes.
We talked about it yesterday.
Have you ever noticed? I've sat and I told my girlfriend, I said, you know what? I said, do you ever notice they got these 80? Now, I'm not poking at women. I don't want, before I even say this, I don't want to be sued or I don't want to get in any damn trouble.
Mm.
They got these 85-year-old women, and my mother's 85, and God love her. But they running around in these tight mini skirts with these damn dogs on a 3-foot leash, and they like 40 yards they have to run, and then they make a circle and come back, and the dog's out front going, and then when the damn dog makes the circle, the dog's pulling her.
And sometimes the worst happens and the lady falls down.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Rebel.
Well, I mean, it is a hell of a thing, though. I mean, they put all these thousands of dollars. And this one beautiful dog, I mean, it looked like a mop, actually, like a cotton mop.
Yeah.
But it was a gorgeous dog.
Very expensive.
And what does the dog do? It was properly trained, groomed, and this. And when the first thing he done when he got back to the stopping point to be graded and judged, he took a crap right on the dang.
Yeah. Well, you got to go.
It happens, you know.
Hey, I'm glad to be back, Greg. I sure as hell miss you. You can better believe that I'll stay in touch with you, my friend, and I certainly do miss y'all.
Thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you about a great guy who provides a great service?
Sure.
He is like so many of our other sponsors who lives to provide the service they're so good at. His name is Eddie Bader.
Eddie Bader's the best.
He is, without question, one of the most consistently happy and positive, upbeat people I've ever known.
That's the best way to put it. Consistently happy and upbeat.
When we had a nice turnout at Baumhauer's last night, Eddie wasn't able to make it. He'll be there next week. But it's like you miss somebody like that when they're not there. Now, what does Eddie do? Eddie is a buyer's agent. He would like to be that for you. And what does a buyer agent do? They save you time and they save you money, because when you're ready to find a home, you put down a list of priorities and a price range that works for you. All of it on one list. His job and what he does so well, he knows this market inside out, the whole river region. And then he goes about the process of finding something that has as many of the amenities you're looking for as possible. So you're not ping-ponging all over the place, wasting time looking at houses. That happened to us. I wish I'd known Eddie when we were looking a few years ago, because we really wasted a lot of time looking at places. I'll never forget the one in Halcyon that had, like, the San Andreas Fault running through the driveway. It wasn't a crack. It was, like, 6 inches of separation from one segment to the other. Yeah. Nice house, but, I mean, really, I got to spend $40,000 to fix a driveway.
Oh, it's not, that's not cheap, yeah.
There was another one. In fact, our boss came to look at it, and the question with this house was, it's tilted a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So
was it settling?
I think it was unsettled, because if you put a marble in the middle of the living room floor, it rolled all the way to one side.
Oh, not good.
Not good. That doesn't bode well for the future, or perhaps a giant foundation repair. So he eliminates the suspects so you can focus on the winners. Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. Fantastic group of people. 322-0662. 322-0662 for Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group. Let's hear your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. And 6 rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you struggling to find that perfect Valentine's Day gift? Well, try the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. We've got fake flowers, packs of gum, and maybe an oil funnel? You never know when you're going to need one of those, right? Or how about an all-purpose car charger that won't work in a week? Nothing says I love you like a gas card. Make it seem romantic with a saying like, your love fuels the engine of my life or something. Never mind. Don't take that. I'm going to use it. You could just take a big fountain drink and tell her that her love quenches your thirst. Yeah, that'll work. Take that. Show her you don't care at all by going to the gas station by your house 5 minutes before Valentine's dinner. You laugh now, but we've all done it before, and we'll do it again.
You know what I have not heard?
What?
Any commercials this year for the Vermont teddy bear. Is that come and gone? Is that past its...
Oh.
Remember? They used to be on all the time.
The big teddy bears? What are you talking
about? No, the Vermont teddy bear was just a... Well, I don't know if it was a big teddy bear. But I'm going through all of our Valentine's Day files because...
It's Valentine's Day.
It's the last day we get to really do anything with it. And there was a series of spots we ran on those Vermont teddy bears that were parodies, like this one from the Miami teddy bear.
This Valentine's Day, she'll flip over the gift that flips her off. The MIA Halftime Teddy Bear.
Oh, honey, it's adorable. But who the heck is MIA?
Wait. Just watch the little bear's finger.
That MIA.
It's the Valentine that says, I'm yours and up yours. The MIA Halftime Teddy Bear. Available wherever FCC fine gifts are sold.
Was that funny?
No.
There's one called the DC Teddy Bear. Would you like to hear that?
Sure.
Hey guys, this Valentine's Day, don't get her the same old flowers and candy. Get her something she'll adore.
It's a Vermont teddy bear.
Well, not exactly. It's a Washington, D.C. teddy bear.
Aww.
They're cute, they're furry, and they talk. And there are so many to choose from, like the cuddly, corrupt Congressman Bear.
Valentine, if you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
The Lobbyist Love Bear.
I've got a suitcase full of cash that says, I love you.
The Embraceable Mid-Level Bureaucrat Bear.
I'd ask you to be my Valentine, but that ain't my job.
And of course, the ever-popular President Barack Obama.
Valentine, I killed Bin Laden, so be mine.
Each Washington, D.C. teddy bear comes with a personalized gift card and an 18% approval rating. So order yours today.
17 minutes after 7 o'clock. All right, I have a... Actually, I had two ideas for convoluted intros to random facts, but I've got one that's kind of esoteric.
Let me look that up.
Will this be...
Look up what the word esoteric?
Yeah, I think...
This is the last convoluted...
The convoluted yeah, it's the last one. Okay. Except maybe tomorrow.
Well, if you've got two, yeah, then, you know.
But I'm going to go with one.
Okay.
Because the convoluted intro is always based on the item that precedes it.
Correct. Right. Correct.
So that's,
traditionally.
That's how we roll.
Mm-hmm.
We do have several storms in our immediate future. You never know which one of those, you know, like the other day in Wetumpka, those strong microbursts.
Right. Part of that line of storms that went through. Yeah.
Those kinds of storms can cause damage that... you know, out of the blue, because they're powerful enough to take a roof that normally would never leak under a garden variety rain, even a heavy rain, a heavy steady rain. But when you get those powerful winds, it can drive water under a shingle, and you can end up with one of those unsightly stains in your living room. If that happens to you, first of all, I when you see something like that, your first thought is, I gotta replace the roof. 99% of the time you don't. It's just one of those situations that Jones Brothers can come out and fix right up for you. And they have some talented people who not only make the stain go away, they reseal, they trace the water back to where it came in, reseal that area so it can't happen a second time. And then they dispatch a painter whose expertise is touching up those areas where the stain is so you don't have to repaint the whole ceiling. It's an amazing skill.
Yeah.
Now, if you do need roof replacement, Jones Brothers has been doing it for over 7 decades. Think about that. In that business, to have a reputation that solid for that long, you've got to be treating people right. And they also offer replacement windows and doors and screened-in patios and so many things for your home. It's all on display at jbroof.com. Random Facts is next. It'll be followed by our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz.
Hey, sweetheart. This Valentine's is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. Surprise me with the vintage diamond necklace for $100. Maybe the diamond studs for $2. Or hug my neck with the $300 triple diamond cross necklace. You go, babe. 1, 2, 3 at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, they make it. They really make it.
Marguerite's is open every day through Valentine's. Marguerite's is in the Peppertree Shopping Center on Vaughn Road.
9,000 dedicated employees and nearly $2 billion in sales, Varsity Brands owns the youth sports marketplace with a mix of technology and service. On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, Saturday at noon on News Talk 93.1.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guys, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and you need something for her that's luxurious yet sexy. Introducing Invisible Pajamas. That's right, made of silky smooth material and 100% invisible. The most comfortable pajamas ever. But it looks like she's wearing nothing at all.
Wow, thanks, Invisible Pajamas. That's the sexiest gift ever.
Heat up your Valentine's Day night and order your Invisible Pajamas today.
Send $49.99 to Invisible Pajamas. When you receive Invisible Pajamas, the box may be empty, but remember, that's because they're invisible. No refunds or exchanges. One size fits all. Order today.
And now...
That was really creative.
It's really creative.
So
You timed it well, too. You timed it real well.
That was so good.
Nothing like dead air.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was good.
That was really good.
Oh, you had that self-satisfied grin on your face, too. Like, look at what I'm doing.
It was really good. Oh, God, did you know?
Did you know?
Thomas Jefferson was a foodie.
He was a foodie.
He loved food. I'm not really stuffed up.
You're going to get there.
You need to lower the tone and, you know, grovel it a little bit, you know?
Thomas Jefferson.
There's some gravel right there.
Less Pat and more, I don't know, more Menthol Mary, I think.
It's Menthol Meredith.
Meredith, excuse me.
Get it right.
I'm sure she goes by Mary in other circles. It was Thomas Jefferson who was a serious foodie. He introduced America to waffles.
Oh, bless him.
Mac and cheese, Parmesan, olive oil, and champagne.
Bless him. Bless him for the bubbly.
Yeah.
You know, when he was president, his love of waffles, they nicknamed the White House the Waffle House. You could look it up.
Them with their syrup traps. Did you know of a man named, or I'm sorry, not a man, it was a woman, Ebbie Tolbert.
Mm-hmm.
Ebbie, I almost said Eddie, but Ebbie Tolbert was born, they don't really know when, around 1807.
Okay. Roundabouts.
Yeah, Ebbie was a slave. She spent over 50 years as a slave. Mm-hmm. She finally gained her freedom at age 56.
Okay.
And she lived long enough that at the age 113, she walked to the St. Louis polling station and registered to vote.
Oh, now that.
At 113?
113 years old.
That is amazing.
She walked to the polling station.
Oh, man.
1807 is when around the time they think she was born.
And Ebbie Tolbert?
Ebbie Tolbert. T-O-L-B-E-R-T. Okay. Could be Tolbert, but probably, I don't know. You ever heard of the Tulsa Center of the Universe?
Tulsa?
Tulsa Center of the Universe. It's an acoustic anomaly that is located in Oklahoma. Well, of course.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
I just watched them on Aerial America the other day. Oklahoma.
When one stands in the center of the circle and makes a noise, that noise is echoed back several times louder than it was made, but no one standing outside the circle can hear anything.
It's like the cone of silence.
If you go to Chicago and you go to the Museum of Science and Industry, they have an audio display. It's a whispering station. They're literally these two acrylic concave screens that are 40 feet apart. And if you just whisper facing the screen on one side, they'll hear it on the other. It's an amazing thing to see. Mm.
That's pretty cool. What did you call the thing in Tulsa?
It's called the Tulsa Center of the Universe.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody said that I would post a video, but it won't do it justice. When you're in the sweet spot, it sort of sounds like you're speaking into a microphone in an empty auditorium.
That's insane.
Yeah. Did you know? You know, some people like to post things on Facebook. They're a little, I don't want to call them memes because they're not. But
memes, as Greg says.
Yeah, they're not really memes, but they'll post something and say, listen, if your dog won't eat it, why should you? Or if this won't do it, why would you eat it? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cockroaches won't eat cucumbers. So if it's not good enough for a cockroach, then why would you eat it? You know, something like that or whatever.
Interesting thought. Let's break into small groups and discuss.
Yeah. There's a chemical that is in cucumbers, which acts as a natural repellent for ants and roaches.
Why does it scare a cat? Have you seen those videos where, like, you just...
Have you tried it on your cats?
No, I've not tried it on my cats because I love my cats, and I would not do anything to stress them out, like adopt two dogs. But I've not put the cucumber behind the cat to see the cat turn around and freak out.
You should try and see what happens.
Why?
Because I don't necessarily know that it's a thing.
Well, there's videos.
In all cats.
There's videos on the internet of it, Jay, and everything's true on the internet. Everything.
That's why I learned that on the internet.
On the internet, that everything is true on the internet?
Right.
Did you know that New York City yellow cabs have a 4.5-inch amber flasher on the rear of the car? This is called the trouble light. Okay. It serves as a way to alert outsiders that they are feeling threatened. It's like their version of a silent alarm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, now everybody knows.
Yeah, now they know. Well, you know, if the person's in the... Well, that's good. Because if you saw that amber light flashing, you wouldn't know what it meant. But you'd know that person's in trouble now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody knows.
That's cool.
So,
I like that.
The person in the car is not going to know that it's on. Because
mm-hmm. It's like a bank silent alarm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. Did you know that because you cannot wash clothes in the International Space Station, your dirty laundry is just deorbited? They just throw it out into space. It burns.
Oh.
It burns as it re-enters Earth's atmosphere.
Dirty laundry.
That wasn't a shooting star. That was a pair of boxer briefs
from
Neil Armstrong.
Why are you not wearing anything? I finally burned all my clothes.
Burned all my clothes. Oh, hush you.
Bad effects.
That's better, though. It's better than the Pat.
You're going to get to Pat status.
Yeah. Did you know that during his life, John Quincy Adams was, and get ready, here's the list.
Uh-oh.
He was the ambassador to Prussia, Portugal, the Netherlands, and the United Kingdom. He was a senator, secretary of state, unanimously confirmed to the Supreme Court, but he declined it. He was president, and he finally served 9 terms as a congressman.
I love it.
Oh, use that pen, by the way.
You're proud of yourself, buddy.
Aye.
That's good.
Did you know that McDonald's French fries in the United States has 14 ingredients? But McDonald's French fries in the UK only has 4 ingredients.
Well, why do you need 14 ingredients in fries? It's taters and oil to fry it in.
This is exactly
salt. Oil, salt, potato. What else do you need? I don't understand.
Yeah.
But if the internet says it, it must be true.
Exactly. It's from the internet. Did you know when Tennessee seceded from the Union, Scott County in Tennessee decided to secede from Tennessee? They formed the independent state of Scott.
Isn't that what Wilcox County did? Is it Wilcox or Wilson?
I know the one in the Lamar County one in Mississippi. That was a big deal.
There was one. Wasn't there one here in Alabama?
There could have been.
Fun fact, I can't look at the word, and now that I'm thinking about it in my brain, I can't say it.
Secede?
I can't say. It always screws up going from my brain out of my mouth.
Secession.
I had a problem with blasphemous.
Blasphemous, yeah. But I can't look at
Well, here's secede. Can I give you some advice on this?
Can't look at it and say it.
If at first you don't secede, keep on sucking until you do succeed.
You're just on fire this morning. Man.
Oh, I got a surprise for you guys. Valentine's Day.
What is he doing?
Is it the what peanut brittle? Doing?
Oh no, what is he going for?
Where did you get those?
These were handmade by Jacqueline Tomlinson and her husband.
Oh my gosh.
Or as we call her, Jacqueline.
Yeah.
And she just sent me a text reminding me to share them.
My
and
gosh.
I had forgotten. Honest to God, I had forgotten I had these.
You were hoarding them, weren't you? You were hoarding them.
Those are really fancy looking.
Oh,
movies.
Look, it's got 93.1 written on it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's mine.
Oh.
Well, can you take a picture of it there, Peepaw, on your phone and share it with everybody? Because that's pretty awesome.
Go for it.
That's really sweet and very kind and thoughtful.
And they're so, you know what tastes good on it? Well, you wouldn't like it, but
chocolate.
Schmear the chocolate.
Schmear the chocolate.
But actually, they're fantastic buttercream.
And they're all downstairs.
And they're all downstairs.
They're all downstairs.
I hear the thing downstairs right now.
Well, that was very,
that's very nice.
Thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
Thank you.
I'm glad she texted you and reminded you.
I was wondering why you made that face. Like, you were all grins and smiles and stuff, and then your phone dinged, and you looked at it, and you had this, oh, crap, I forgot
that's
something
nice.
Face.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
All
right. Oh, yeah, we're still doing this. Did you know?
Didn't mean to interrupt. But...
Food will, like, completely derail me.
But we're going to break.
Yeah. Well, it's part two of the random facts coming up after the break. Did you know that the Zambia national football team, soccer, by the way, they had a plane crash in 1993 in Gabon. 18 players died in that plane crash. So here's where numbers start to come in. 18 players died. Well, 18 years later, that national team won the African Cup just a step away from where the plane crashed 18 years ago. It took 18 penalties to decide the winner.
Gosh, that is spooky, 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 spooky.
And finally, did you know that the reason the Spanish flu was named the Spanish flu, even though it infected France, the UK, the United States, and Germany, was because all the other countries tried to hide it with propaganda, while Spain, being neutral, reported on it freely, which made it seem like the epidemic was much worse in Spain. It's the same reason you have Florida Man.
Right.
The reason most of your morning maroons come from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Is because they're allowed in.
They
Florida,
have a law where they are allowed to report.
It's public.
It's completely public knowledge.
I see.
Whereas most states are like, no, we got to hold on to this. We're not going to reveal any information. But Florida's like, nope. Let everybody know.
So it's not the water in Florida. It's the law.
Well, I mean, there's probably some idiots in Florida. Probably a lot of idiots in Florida.
Trust me, some have escaped to Alabama.
I mean, man, I can't laugh. If I laugh, I go in a coffin fit. Feel like I need to go into a coffin. That is your random facts for today.
You missed his sunny moment.
Which one?
I still love it.
The sunny moment he just had.
Oh, with coffin?
Coffin.
You feel like I should be in a coffin.
Is that him?
That is him.
That is him?
Him who?
Who it is.
Mr. Sandman.
And after we talk to Mr. Sandman, then we can have our pop quiz question. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Sandman.
Hey. Did you know they tried to do a commercial for those invisible pajamas for TV, and they would not let them show it? I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, but we do have mattresses on sale and lots of nice ones. You know, we've got a great selection of bargain mattresses now. Queens and Kings that are really thick, nice mattresses that you can get for under $400. From $225, $250 on the Queens, $299 on the Kings, and these are really, really nice mattresses. You can add an adjustable bed set to the Kings and, you know, get a King mattress with adjustable bases for $599, which nobody around will touch that price for what these are. But we also have a really nice Serta's home closeout, the Bellagio collection, all the ones on those, a couple of iComforts left. We have Jameson's home closeout. All of my Scott Property Brothers mattresses, which include solid latex mattresses, are on closeout. We've got the Pure Tadalay Bliss on sale. All sorts of wonderful mattresses. We got the, you know, Heirloom mattress, which are some of the finest quality mattresses made anywhere. We're the only people in town to have these. Got a lot of good stuff, and it's on sale right now, just in time for Valentine's Day or President's Day or whatever day you want to buy it for.
Really, what's more meaningful to a couple than having the best possible mattress to enjoy at the end of a long day? Come on. It's a great idea.
It really is. You know, it's great when you lay down on it and your body can relax and not have to find the spot where the, you know, springs aren't stabbing you or or the lumps and everything. But when you wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and you can get up and don't have to, you know, spend 5 minutes trying to get your back to loosen back up and, you know, it makes a world of difference in your life.
When I got my new mattress from you guys, I didn't realize how long and how, you know, I should have done it so much sooner. It's a difference in just a world of difference.
Yeah. 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping. You should be on something really good.
Yep.
And he makes it possible to afford it.
Yeah, because you know, there's always something else that comes up that you have to spend your money on.
Right,
but,
right.
You know, break down, you know, we've got no interest financing, so come on in, get you a good mattress. And, you know, had the nicest thing happen last night as we were leaving, and a couple was leaving. They had about an 8 or 9 year old boy. As he was walking out the door, he told his mother, he said, "These people have great customer service." And made us feel real good. So come see us. We do have great customer service. We do take care of our customers. We've got them in stock. You know, these people drove down from out of town, picked up a mattress, we put it on their vehicle, and they left with it. You can get a mattress today, or, you know, you can have us deliver it, you know, sometime, maybe today, but definitely by tomorrow or Saturday. Come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, across from the Dairy Queen, and on Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 on the right-hand side across from the Dollar General. 10 Thank to 6, you. Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Fruit Up and Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned about Ebby Tolbert. And she was a slave, 50 years a slave, gained her freedom at 56. Then she lived long enough to be able to vote, walked to the polling station, and registered to vote in St. Louis. How old was she when she did that?
Ah, good one.
All right, give us that age at 272-9228 and win 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet. Again, 272-9228.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's starting to look like a morning rush hour. Montgomery Skywatch traffic, seeing traffic building up on the boulevard, and we have an accident for you. It's near the intersection of Vaughn Road in front of McConnell Honda. That's going to tie things up in a very busy spot. Be careful there. We don't see any other accidents on the boulevard, but it is slowing down and traffic's bunching up around the Troy Highway, I-85, and the Wetumpka Highway. If you're on the interstates, not much of a problem this morning so far. We have a smooth ride on 65 and on 85. If you're coming in from Wetumpka, there is a delay around Jasmine Hill Road, the Redland Road traffic light, and right when you get down to the boulevard. If you're coming in from Prattville, no problems on 65 or 31 at this hour. School zones are still in effect. Be careful. Speed limits 15 miles an hour. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start March 6th, and registration is going on now. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
You know, this is so ironic because we got our pop quiz going on right now. Right. And the first caller in is Teddy B. Do you think his last name is Teddy B?
Oh, on Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Hey, Teddy.
How are you?
Hey, good morning. This is Teddy B, the Navy guy. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey.
Oh, thanks, Ted.
You have the same to you. Do you have the answer we're looking for?
Yeah, how old was she when she went to vote?
She was 113 years
that
old.
That is correct.
You are absolutely
and right back at you. So you won 10 bucks of free shopping at Food Outlet. Just to give you an idea how far that will go, you could go to Food Outlet with that $10 certificate and walk out with 20 pounds of bananas.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, they might look at you funny, but
Teddy, do you know what they do with dirty laundry on the International Space Station?
I sure do. They put that stuff in orbit, and it burns up.
That's correct.
The atmosphere.
You are absolutely right.
And what's left over becomes ingredients in the French fries.
Hey, big Thomas.
I should play that Austin Powers clip with that mystery object. Because, hold on. Teddy, thanks for calling. He could also walk out with 12 pounds of large tomatoes.
Yeah.
Or 120 eggs. They're 99 cents a dozen.
Yeah.
And 10 pounds of Boston Butt and Bluebell ice cream. Two of those half-gallon containers. All flavors included. Let's say good morning to Linda, since she was kind enough to wait.
Hey, Linda.
Hi. I had the right answer.
Oh, you had the right answer?
Yes.
Do you happen to know how many ingredients are in a McDonald's French fry, by any chance?
14.
Get that exactly correct.
Wow. So, yeah, well, Linda, you are going to win this contest eventually, so please keep trying.
Thanks.
Oh, I've won it before.
Oh, okay.
All right, you're a veteran. All right.
Well, I just thought instead of hanging up, you know.
Well, that's very nice. Yeah.
We appreciate it.
And I hope you guys have a nice heart day.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And I think I'm thinking about those invisible pajamas.
Oh. Yeah. And that convoluted intro to Random Facts, right?
You know, there's some things you just shouldn't be driving when you hear.
Thanks, Linda. We appreciate the call.
I'm stuck on Rich saying happy Thanksgiving.
It came out of my mouth, and I'm thinking, well, that's one.
There's that.
That's one.
We need to cut back on that cafe and that alcohol in the morning.
Another Rich Thomas Tourette's holiday mix-up.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie.
15033.
A little chilly this morning. We're in the mid-30s. Sunshine today. Well, so let's call it a sun and cloud mix. Kind of milky sunshine, if you will, as some of those high clouds stream into the area with a high temperature today around 67. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight low temperature, definitely an improvement. Overnight low 51. Tomorrow, can't rule out an isolated shower. It's Friday. High temperature around 70. Then scattered showers Friday night into Saturday from time to time. Saturday's high 71. We'll be in the low to mid-70s on Sunday with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms. Cooler on President's Day with highs in the 60s, more scattered showers, and then rain and thunderstorms on Tuesday and Wednesday. Do you see the pattern? It's a wet pattern, and it's a very active pattern, one which could produce a lot of rainfall in the next 7 days. Right now, this morning, clear skies. Temperatures 36 at 743.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Another invisible, isn't it?
Another moment of silence.
Another invisible moment on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, how can it go that far away from you every day?
Every
day.
You know, and I got a bunch of staples in it, so it kind of stands out from the other pile of papers that grows over the week.
You've got circulars in there, bills in there.
I'm a guy.
What?
I'll find it.
I'm a guy.
Everybody's waiting.
I'm a guy.
They want the winning word because they want to win a lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
What about that stack of papers over by your chocolate pot?
Oops.
Downstairs?
Yeah.
Because
you didn't eat it on television or anything.
All right, now hang on. It's coming. I made like two copies of this, too.
I could have slid that down to you.
Can you do half of one?
Yeah. Downstairs.
All right, here's what I got to do. Let's get some local news. I promise I'll have it by the time.
I've got to get some coffee.
Go ahead.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Montgomery Regional Airport had an 11% increase in passengers last year. That comes out to about 34,000 more travelers. Airport officials say they're now looking into flights to and from the West Coast. First Baptist Church of Wetumpka, which was damaged in last month's tornado, is returning a $25,000 donation. Wind Creek Casino made the donation, but church members decided to give the money back because they don't support gambling. And six rural hospitals in Alabama have closed during the last 8 years. Alabama Hospital Association President Don Williamson says he is concerned that additional hospitals will close because of financial pressures. Earlier this week, Georgiana Regional Medical Center announced it is closing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Handmade.
Oh.
Handmade. And boy, if you've never tried this at Baumhauer's, it is so good because you can really make a meal out of it. The Baumhauer's Victory Grill, handmade fried mozzarella.
Mmm.
This is, if you love cheese, if you love dipping, you know, the red tomato dipping sauce they make, all from scratch, by the way. And the way they crisp up the outside, it is so good. I mean, try and have just one or 20. It's, you can't stop. Handmade is your word of the day. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228 with the word handmade. And you'll win a lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, redeemable on the Boulevard or downtown at 201 Union. Now, we've got Fox Business. Did I hand out the conundrum list?
No.
Thank God you know handed out the
I just reburied it, too.
Downstairs.
Oh, Lord.
We'll do something when we come back.
Network. Coca-Cola's reporting a mixed quarter. It was selling more Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, water, and sports drinks. Tea and coffee sales increased, too. Sales of juice, dairy, and plant-based beverages declined. Coca-Cola's earnings were weaker than expected. Canada Goose is selling more of its luxury parkas. Its earnings were stronger than expected for the holiday quarter. Canada Goose is predicting a stronger year. It is also planning a second factory in Quebec. Outback Steakhouse had a better-than-expected holiday quarter. Bloomin' Brands, its parent company, says business improved and it opened 30 new restaurants recently, including 24 outside the U.S. Business also improved at Carrabba's Italian Grill, which is also owned by Bloomin' Brands. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You're making Valentine's. We had a deal. One store-bought card, one rose.
Well, not anymore.
Hearts will be broken.
We don't love picnics, candles, baths, photo albums, or when you drive so that we can relax.
All I'm missing is a sweetheart to share my love with.
I've never felt like this before.
We are pleasing our ladies.
A lot of people go with Cupid, but you gotta remember, the bow and arrow melts first.
I don't go out on Valentine's Day.
It's my first single Valentine's Day in 6 years. I need to go out, okay?
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey guys, forget the meetings, the deadlines, the calls. Valentine's Day is February 14th. You know she's expecting something. Admit it. She's the glue that keeps you together, and she deserves to be celebrated this Valentine's Day. Rosemont Gardens offers a wide variety of unique floral designs. We create romantic arrangements even Prince Charming would envy using the freshest flowers. Plus, Rosemont Gardens offers same-day floral delivery throughout the river region. Let Rosemont Gardens help you create an unforgettable Valentine's Day for her. Come on, guys. She's more than worth it.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and metrofitness.com.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works.
allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Last day.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear,
Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Gordon Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
Hey, gang, welcome to Valentine's Day with Three Men and a Lady. On News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
A day of Thanksgiving.
I've been plowing through all kinds of Valentine's Day statistics.
Yes.
Yep.
One in 10 people are buying themselves flowers today.
Why not?
Probably to create the illusion, like Gail suggested the other day, so that it looks like somebody cares enough to send flowers.
Oh, in my case, they would die.
The people that send them are the flowers.
The flowers.
You left your participle dangling there. I just wanted to be sure.
The flowers would die, I'm afraid.
It's 7:50 degrees, so we may have done this before, but I think it's something worth asking.
Okay.
For a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, yes.
4 out of 10 people will do this on Valentine's Day. 4 out of 10 people will do this on Valentine's Day, but
not that.
Oh, it's this, but not that.
I wonder what that statistic is. I'm just curious.
Well, according to one of these, I got tons of all this like useless statistical information.
Yeah.
That is number 2 on the men's list for celebrating Valentine's Day. Didn't even make. Oh, wait a minute. It's number 4 with women.
It's very important.
After dinner.
Didn't make number 1 with women.
No.
Oh.
It's part of the Valentine's package, is it not?
I think it's...
As seen on TV.
So,
We got a really nice bottle of champagne at the wedding, and it is in the refrigerator, chilled. Okay. It's ready to go, roll tide.
There you go.
You're going
to
love cold duck. It is one of the finest.
Cold
duck.
Gross.
I was waiting for somebody to react to that.
Cold gross. Duck champagne.
Hey, you haven't lived back in.
Above us today.
Back in my days.
Cold duck.
Pre-rehab.
Cold duck.
Oh, boy. Could I tell you some stories? Let's just say this.
They just had a lot.
2 of those in one night. There's a terrible price to be paid the next day.
Uh-oh.
It's painful. It hurts. So what is this that 4 out of 10 people will do today on Valentine's Day? It's...
Okay, I've got a few ideas.
I have a guess!
Ow!
And Rich has bleeding eardrums. What? Is your guess.
Do you turn my mic off?
No.
Or can I guess on the air? What, is it our conundrum?
This is it. 4 out of 10 people.
Oh, you're asking us or you're asking people?
We'll do this on Valentine's Day.
Call 272-9228. So
what was your guess?
Is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not, make a commitment or anything like
no,
that.
No. Like.
Yeah, like what they just
like
did on TV.
Like what they just did on TV.
Yeah.
So what is it that 4 out of 10 people will do on this Valentine's Day? And we have asked this one before.
Okay. You know what? So I have a few ideas, but we'll see what people say.
272-9228.
is our
phone
number.
If you're calling from another county,
I wouldn't be surprised.
The number is 272-9228.
Our listeners have...
Who's talking to this?
What's your name? Incorrigible.
Yeah, he's been going in that direction all day. And that's a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. If you think you know the answer, 272-9228. Billy Kay, you want to start this?
Hey. Sure. Propose to their significant other.
All right.
Propose to their significant other. Nope.
That's not it.
Good guess.
Thank you.
40% would be high on that number, right?
Yeah, that's an awful lot of proposals. Plus, you know, there are people that think, well, Val, that's just so cliche.
Right.
You know, what's wrong with March?
Break up with your significant
17th or some other. Well, that's St. Patrick's Day. Nope. Some people may do that accidentally. David.
Send a Valentine to themselves.
I love me. Valentine's to themselves is... a good guess. It's in the right direction we're going here now.
Okay, self-love.
Take care.
I can't read.
Here's a gift idea.
I did this for Swami for Mother's Day last year. I called John Cato with J&S because I knew she wanted the front yard landscape.
Yeah, landscaping.
And so I arranged with John Cato to landscape her. I didn't know that he was a fan, that he actually bet on Mommy the Swami's predictions. But he did a phenomenal job. And sometimes a gift like that is really meaningful because you get to a point where like, it's just too much work. I don't want to deal with it. So if you own a property that needs a nice grooming, if you own a business, industrial, or large property and want it well-maintained at a reasonable price, may I recommend you call John Cato and J&S Landscaping at 202-8760. 202-8760. Please mention you heard about him here. Ed, we'll give you a chance on this conundrum. What do you got?
What's up? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
That's a good guess.
Interesting.
Because there are, I think it's 11% of people in the survey will do absolutely nothing today. But we're looking at what 4 out of 10 people will do today.
Okay.
Maggie May. No.
Hey.
Hello.
Maggie May.
All right.
What's up?
Hey, Maggie.
Yes.
What you think?
How about going and buying themselves a box of candy?
Box of candy to me is not it, but you got to keep thinking along those lines. 272-9228, give us a holler.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect, so don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
As we move into the end of the 7 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has several things for you to worry about this morning. Of course, we've got to back up on I-65 southbound at the river bridges into the downtown area, so watch out there. There's also an accident on 65 south as South Lawn goes over the interstate. That is south of the boulevard. Be careful there. 200 Hill Street, we have an accident, and we have one on Vaughn Road at Bell Road in Montgomery. The rest of the traffic in Montgomery is really thick, and it's slow, so be careful. In Prattville, there's an accident on East Main Street in front of Hardee's, so watch out if you're